Good afternoon, everyone. This is John from the Modern Conservative Podcast on a beautiful, lustrous Tuesday afternoon in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm going to talk to you about a few things, you know, that's going on in the country. That's never going to go away. I mean, every week I tell myself I'm done talking about this stuff. But they just won't let it go away. And, you know, I was watching a video the other day of a young white woman reading a book. And the book was telling young kids how whites are privileged. Due to the late notice, I'm not able to let you hear the clip, but it will be on here on Thursday. And we're going to have a little learning lesson of why white people are so much superior than African Americans, blacks, whatever name you want to call us. But it's kind of crazy when they say white supremacy and that whites dominate the country, which is a bald-faced lie. And the reason why I know this is because the numbers just don't make sense. Let's take, for example, household incomes in the United States. African-American average household is $43,862.05. Now, yeah, it's not a lot of money, but the average white income per capita in the United States is $65,902, and we don't care about the cents. So my question is, now, people say, you see, there's my point. Well, no, that's not the point. We always talk about white supremacy in this country, but the sad thing about it is simply this. You know, there's like 15 other races in this country that has higher incomes than blacks and whites. As a matter of fact, whites aren't even in per capita income wise. Whites are not even in the top 10. Not even in the top 10. Now, the number one, they are Indians, red dot Indians. Their average income is $135,000. Next is Bangladeshians. Their average income is $67,000. Then even Cambodians, $72,000. So if you were say we lived in a country that's all about white supremacists, wouldn't you think the whites would be at the absolute top of this list? Because as the liberals say or the Democrats say, they control everything. Whites control everything. Then we should be the wealthiest group in our own country. But we're not. And these stats come from the 2021 United States Census. And it's just amazing to me that how people are led to believe that because we are a nation of white people, we also are a nation that runs everybody else in this country that are not white. And now I know people like myself, you know, don't believe in this theory that we have systemic racism in this country just because the large majority of this country is white. Well, if you go and educate yourself and look at the United States Census report, you'll see that's not true. You'll see that we Americans are number 14 as far as wealth in this country per capita, per race. You know, when I'm looking at this list here, I'm looking at the Koreans, $76,000 a year. Latin Americans, $84,000 a year. Pakistanians, $87,000 a year. Thai Americans, $66,000 a year. So somebody please explain to me what's going on. Sound like to me, there's about 10 other races living the dream, the American dream, and the African-Americans and the Caucasian race, we're not doing so well when you compare it to other races. I mean, people from Burmese, they make $45,000 a year. So don't tell me that this country is systemically racist, because you're full of crap if you think I'm going to ever believe that. You're absolutely full of crap. And I'll tell you to your face because it's ridiculous. And I get tired of hearing about it. You know, it's amazing to me how conservatives push back, if you were to believe the Democrats. We push back against anything. We're always conspiracy theorists. We don't believe in the government. Well, I mean, they're right. I don't believe in the government. You're actually right. They are right about that. I'll give them credit for that. We don't believe in our government. But what I do believe is my Constitution. And that document is why the Democrats and the Republicans are supposed to be maintaining order and liberty and freedom under that Constitution. But it's just not happening. It's just not happening that way. You know, when I keep hearing that we as blacks are deprived of what's ours? Somebody please tell me, what's ours? Our freedom? Everybody has that. Liberty? Everybody has that. To like to live free? Everybody has all three of those. Two of them are basically the same. But my point is, we don't have advantage over anybody. Well, actually, we do. We have affirmative action. That's the one thing we have that nobody else has. But yet we live in a country that's dominated by white people, supposedly, in the eyes of the Democrats and the liberals or the left. So I want you to scratch your head and you think about something. If there's 13 other races ahead of white Americans financially, black Americans financially, why is that? Now, for the white Americans, it just speaks volume for them. It just speaks, we are not the superior race, especially come to financial. We are not the superior race. And for blacks, it proves, get off your asses. Get off your asses. All these other minorities that are making a lot more money than you, at least equally the amount of you, and you're not from this country, and you want to complain. You want to freaking complain about something that you can control. Because there's 13 other races ahead of you financially who has proven that. Hell, check this out. Nigerians. Nigerians makes more money than African Americans in the United States. And they weren't even born here. Their annual income is about $72,000 per capita. $72,000, roughly $25,000 more than the African American community here in the States. Born here. So I'm trying to figure out, what's the problem? Why can't you step up to the plate and do what the rest of the minority Americans are doing? As a matter of fact, they're the ones not even complaining. You don't see them marching the streets and say, hey, we need Korean rights, reparations. We don't hear the Japanese saying we need Japanese reparation for destroying Hiroshima, Nagasaki. You don't hear them crying anything, but we are the ones that are crying. It's embarrassing as hell. People have some damn pride about who you are. Represent your culture and your race well. And now listen, I don't understand why it is the way it is. The two parties, the one party that bitches all the time about how this country is ran by Republicans, it's the same party in bed with the blacks who have absolutely nothing, not a pot to piss in. So I'm wondering, what do we do about it? Educate African Americans? Why? Because we can't use computers? We don't know how to go out and vote? We need the Democrats to do it for us? So I want you to think about that for a moment. Just think about it, because I just don't know why anymore about people. I don't know about people's mentality and the way they think. And it's bugging the living hell out of me. Every time I turn on my TV, I hear the same old drama, the same old story. It never seems to change. We'll be back in a few after this commercial break. Back, everyone. This is John from your Modern Conservative Podcast. Sorry, abruptly, we had to get off the air for a moment. Had technical difficulties. That's why I was a little combobulated, just trying to figure out what's going on. We are back. Hopefully, we won't have any more issues. There's those of you out there trying to find me live right now. Right now, you probably have to look for me on the Raven Network. If you go to your app store or, you know, iTunes, whatever, download the Raven. Fed by Raven is actually what it's called. And you can then listen to the app and live and listen to all my mistakes before it gets edited out. Hey, back to the topic we were talking about was this thing called racism in the United States of America. This thing that called racism because certain people feel that they need to be saved by the Democratic Party. And for us, we're conservatives who don't believe in this crap. It's about the conversion. They want to convert us to think like them. And I'm sorry to disappoint them. At least in my household, it's not going to happen. I don't believe in systemic racism. I really don't. You know, I've said it before. The only form of racism that I can think of right off the top of my head, that is affirmative action. And it's unbelievable to me how many people do not know what affirmative action really is. And I had a conversation with somebody the other day at a coffee meeting I have throughout the week. And somebody had the nerve to ask me, so what really is affirmative action? And I said, in a nutshell, white guy, black gal, everything equal, except for color of skin. And you see, and that's the problem with the black community. They don't really, let me say this. Not all of the black community don't get it. A lot of us, we do get it. But the problem is the ones that don't get it support the idiots that's pushing the racial divide agenda. But that's where the problem comes in. And not only that, you've got white kids nowadays and adults who truly believe that we need to save the puppy in reference to the black community. You know, when somebody says to me that's white, says, you know what? I know how they feel when they're walking down the street and they're approaching a police officer. Get the hell out of my face. Who in the hell in their right mind thinks that? I don't. I do not fear the police because if you're not doing dumbass stuff, you won't get dumbass results from the police. So when people make comments like this, especially white folks making comments in reference to saving the puppy syndrome is what I call it, it just pisses me off. Any other time in life, we blacks think we're strong. You know, when I walk by someone who's sitting in their car and I hear that door lock automatically, I smile. I don't say, damn, that must be a Republican. I simply say, there's somebody who hasn't been around black folks. And the only stereotype she knows is that she's seen on the television or Facebook. That's the reaction I have. Do I consider them racist? No. Absolutely not. There's a reason why we have peepholes in our door. It's so we can see who's on the other side. And if it's a black man on the opposite side of the door and a white person looking through, the first thing they look through, they don't say to themselves, well, let me look through my pee hole because it might be a black guy. No, you look through a pee hole because you want to see who's on the other side. And what happens after that is just sequence. But as far as the black community, you know, I just don't understand, what is it going to take for us to say, hey, look, I'm tired of being stupid. I'm tired of being used. I'm tired of being exploited. I'm tired of being pandered to. And most of all, I'm tired of being lied to. Because the Democrats make promises after promises after promises and after promises. And the only time it's ever gotten done was by 45, Donald Trump. He told the black community that he was going to do more for the blacks than anybody. And he actually did. But if you look to the left, everything the man does is racism. Everything he does is racism. No, and then the blacks, for example, will call him a racist, even though he's done everything that every politician has told them that they were going to do. He actually doesn't. The Democrats are able to spin it. Now he's a racist. You know, most blacks don't know he has done something historically for the black community when he gave HSBs hundreds of millions of dollars. But most blacks don't know that because they watch a network that will not educate them, but to what the rest of us really know, what the rest of us have seen. Prison reform. I literally had people tell me, as far as prison reform, that Donald Trump wasn't the one to sign the bill in June of 2019. I said, you're an idiot. I said, you're an idiot. I said, who signed the bill? Well, it always go back to, well, Barack Obama has started it and Trump just finished it up. That's the story they get from their news source. They don't care what the truth is. They don't care. The Democrats just throw out money and money and money and money and money and money. And as long as the African community that's catching all this money they're throwing out, they're good with whatever's going on. Hence the reason why we have the welfare program, which I've said time and time and time and time again. It's not going to change. As long as the Democrats in power, and when the Republicans get in power, they need to learn to change things. So if they ever to lose power again, this isn't a recycle every 4 years. We've seen what works in this country. We had 4 years of the best economic gains in 40, 50 years. We've seen it. We've seen it. Black unemployment down. Hispanic unemployment down. Businesses staying in the country, loving it. Gas pricing, loving it. So when are we going to stand up as a community? When are we going to stop just listening and let everybody else do all the work? When are we going to be the ones that say we are the American people? That's 340 million of us. Politicians, there's about 1,000 of you. You work for us. Now it's time to show you. You do work for us. If you don't do as we want as your constituents, we will vote you out of office or write you out of office or get you out of office, whatever means necessary. It's time, people. It's time. Another break coming up. This is John, the Modern Conservative Podcast, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Hold on. Welcome back, everybody. This is John from your Modern Conservative Podcaster. Hey, I want to get back to the Democrats and things that are going on with the Black community. And then I want to close it out and speak on something else, because I feel it's pretty important. It's something that's about to happen. But as far as what we were talking about a moment ago and racism and how we don't seem to appreciate the last 4 years we have. Well, let me reframe that. Those who don't appreciate the best 4 years they've had in 45, 50 years don't get it. The African-American community seems to be stuck on the free money thing. And there's a lot of whites as well that are liberals are stuck on the free money thing here in the United States that, you know, every time we turn around, every 3-4 months, they're throwing out billions of dollars, trillions of dollars. Excuse me. That's trillions of dollars. That's trillions. Let me tell you how much money that really is. A lot. It's a lot of freaking money. And you got to say to yourself, when does it stop? Or is it ever going to stop? Why do we need to throw $300 out now for child care or the children tax credit? What's the point in that? What is the absolute point in that? It's called bribery. It's called bribery. That's what it is. These people know they keep giving you money. You like the free money. They keep telling you they're going to give you free money. Guess what they're expecting? They're expecting a vote from you. They're expecting, if we give you universal income, you keep voting for them because you don't want to turn off the faucet. In order to keep that faucet pouring money, you got to keep voting for it. That's what they're counting on. That's exactly what they're counting on. Oh, and there's more money coming. Trust me. Trust me. There's more money coming. I kind of harped on the racism thing, and I think we get it in this country. Now, I'll probably be talking about it again on Thursday because some other crap was going to happen. Actually, stay tuned Thursday because I'm going to have some audio I want you guys to hear. That's absolutely crazy. Some of you may have already heard it, but I'm sure most of you have not. It is absolutely crazy, and it's in America. And it won't be my words. You would actually hear the audios of the perpetrators who's performing this clown freak show. And if you're gay, I want you to listen to it. If you're transgender, I want you to listen to it. Because all it does, look, I support transgender. I support the LGBT community because I believe in the Constitution. I believe you have the right to be who you want to be, and you have the right to practice it any way you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody or you're not destroying anybody's property. But if you live in as an outstanding citizen and you want to be a transgender, tear it up. I support you 100%. But when you start allowing people to make your cause a freak show, You've got to stand up. You've got to stand up. You got to put aside, you know what? Well, there's transgender, so I'll let it go. Well, no, because it makes your cause look like a freak show. And when it makes it look like a freak show, the seriousness of your cause is taken away. People don't look at it under the same microscope as, hey, look, we love to help them because they're great people, just like anybody else. Lifestyle doesn't necessarily make your character any worse. And as conservatives, we got to think about that, because you need to think about that. As a true conservative, you have to understand the Constitution and you have to believe the Constitution. No matter how crazy it may sound to you and I, they have a right to be crazy as long as they're not breaking the laws of the land. They have a right to practice that. And some people get that confused as a conservative, and they implement religion. And that actually just takes the taste out of people's mouth that have thought about becoming a conservative or Republican. But they always say we're the crazy Bible thumpers. That's not I. I can tell you that right now. But I will tell you, I do love my Constitution, as I said so many times, and I'll keep saying it. So, but as conservatives, we just gotta remember, we back the Constitution. And for all it's worth, everybody has a right to live under, and actually we all live under that Constitution. It is one of our rights. By being an American citizen in this country. Because we're truly U.S. made in America. That sounds like a good tattoo. Made in America. Yeah. Coming to a forum near you. But as a conservative, we just got to remember. They're going to call us conspiracy theorists. They're going to call us wackos, you know, because what? We believe in our freedom. We believe in the freedom that was given us by God, the founders of this country. They created a document that protects us, that makes sure we have our freedom that the federal government is supposed to enforce. Racism. It actually is a freedom in this country. If somebody wants to be a racist, that's their right. It doesn't mean it's a good look, but it's actually their right. Now, they can't go around writing hate symbols on buildings, so forth and so on, but their freedom of speech is protected. You know, if a black man can call a white man cracker, why can't they call a black man nigger? That's right, I said it. Why? Why is it we can call a white man a cracker, but they can't call us a nigger? Now, let me educate you people for a second, because a lot of my viewers are maybe not hip on the word nigger and nigger. The word nigger is a white man's word. The word nigger is a black man's word. And when you say it, we know the difference. When a white boy who's grown up around blacks and he used the word nigga, blacks don't trip. But if you say that word, the N word with the R, then you got problems. But why is it we can call white folks crackers and honkies? Why is that? Hell, look, George Jefferson had a show in which he called white folks honkies and crackers. And it means the same exact thing. It's derogatory. It's a racial epithet. So why is it okay? Why is it okay? It's because I think it's, this is my, these are my thoughts and my opinion. I think it's because whites let it get it away, let us get away with it because of the word nigger. That word has been used by white racists for a long time. And they figured, well, since we have the word nigger, well, we'll let them have the word cracker. But we'll let them say the word cracker in public and not be persecuted. But the moment we say nigger, we'll persecute ourselves. You tell me where that makes sense. You and I both know it does not make any sense. You know, they say they can't be there. If you ask black people, there's no such thing. Well, actually, they would tell you black people can't be racist. Get the hell out of here. Really? Malcolm X, before he went to Mecca, Nation of Islam, Black Panther Party. But all we hear about nowadays is the Ku Klux Klan, who really doesn't exist like it used to. It does not exist like it used to. When was the last time you heard of like a Ku Klux Klan killing somebody? But we want to bitch about something that really doesn't happen because they're always bringing up white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan. Always. But when is the last time you've heard of anything from the Ku Klux Klan? What, they had a marching rally and they just marched? Who cares? Who cares? But you don't hear how many times a black has shot another black in Chicago. You don't hear a lot of people talking about that. That's okay. That's okay. We'd rather hear about the 10 Ku Klux Klansmen in Tennessee walking down the street more so than the 100 people that were shot and killed in Chicago over July 4th weekend. Actually, it was 41. Over 100 got shot. I stand corrected myself. But you don't hear anything. That lasts about 5 minutes. But you hear about the Ku Klux Klan because for a freaking month, and they march 15 minutes down the streets in Tennessee, and you'll keep hearing about it. And then they'll use that to spread the narrative how bad the Ku Klux Klan is in the United States. What's really bad is black-on-black crime. That's what's bad. There's nobody killing blacks more than blacks. As a matter of fact, there's more blacks killed here in the United States than there is in any other country right now. And that's one freedom you don't have, the freedom to kill in this country. So hence the reason why you go to prison. And then they want to cry about so many blacks in prison. They're getting sentences that just way too long. They should be out of prison. Well, damn it, at the time they committed the crime, they should have thought about that. They should have thought about that. Because I can guarantee you this, 9 times out of 10, if you get pulled over by a police officer or you're in a gun shootout from a police officer, it's something that you initiated and they responded to. Fact, 9 times out of 10. I know a lot of police officers. The worst thing for them is having to go up to a situation where they know they may not come home. So a lot of them just don't go out and start crap just for the hell of it. But they have a job to do. Everybody's always talking about They're always talking about the prison rate for black African-American men is so high. It's because they're freaking committing crimes. Quit trying to clean it up. They're committing crimes. If your ass is in prison, you committed a crime. True. Not everybody in prison has committed a crime. I'll give you that. But I guarantee you a large percentage of them have committed a crime. or the time before then, or the time before the prison sentence. They committed crimes. As a matter of fact, I bet you they got a couple of times they committed crimes before and got off pretty light. And then they go out and commit a greater crime. People are in prison from their own accord. But we want to hate the police because their asses is in prison for crimes that they committed. Then you want to cry about it once they get in prison, how much time they're doing. It's all ludicrous and ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. I'm so tired of hearing about black folks being victims by the white man. And when you actually, you're victims of your own stupidity. Look, none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But a lot of us have common sense and know the results of doing stupid shit. I simply say, those of you who are crying about the time you're doing in prison right now, when you get out, if you get out, don't do it again. But the recidivism rate says differently. It says differently. And everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, them damn Republicans actually did the prison mandates, top sentencing mandates. Well, here's the thing. Joe Biden did that in 1994. That crime bill was put together by Joe Biden. So for those who are out there, of those who are out there are crying about the bill, well, go talk to your president. In a lot of cases, you voted for him. Have a conversation with him because he didn't listen to the last president because the last president was the one that initiated prison reform. Look it up. Well, I'm not going to rant on that anymore. I want to talk about one last thing. About a month and a half ago, I was on someone else's podcast and I was hosting, I think. I told everybody out there that was listening, buckle up, settle down. COVID is going nowhere. Guess what? It's back. Get ready to be locked down. I told everybody, 2022 is coming. It's going to be an election year. They want to do the same crap last year. They want to do it again in the midterm election. They're pushing for lockdowns. California right now, Los Angeles County, you have to wear a mask. Even if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. How stupid is that? New York City is having the same talk right now. When I told you that the government is going to have more money to come, for the people, watch. Our own governor here will not surprise me if he shuts the damn government down. He is the biggest Democrat I ever seen wearing a Republican R. I do not like Spencer Cox. I got an email asking, why is it I don't like Spencer Cox? I'll expound on that more on Thursday. But because he is absolutely useless. He is sounding like Mitt Romney. It sounds like they're cut from the same cloth. You know, he talked down on people that are not vaccinated. As a matter of fact, he said, why would anybody want to hang out with people that are not vaccinated? Hey, we're not scared. Hey, there's a 98% survival rate for those that are under 65. Hey, do you realize every time you pass a car that's in the opposite lane heading towards you, that is an opportunity for death for you. Do you people understand that? When you get in your car tonight and you're driving and you approach an oncoming traffic, every time a car passes you, that's an opportunity for your life to be over. You will pass more cars on the road than you will come within 6 feet of people throughout the day. 5 o'clock in Salt Lake City, not on the freeway. Well, and still, even then, there's chances of many chances of death for you as well. But when you pass an oncoming car, that's you and another car one-on-one every single time. If he were veered to the left, you could possibly be a dead person. You have a greater chance of dying on your streets than you do of COVID. Think about it. So why in the hell are you going to fear something where you can put a mask on today and die by from a head-on in a head-on collision? That's the chances are of you getting COVID. They're going to shut us down. And I'm going to tell you another thing that's going to happen. Remember these conversations, people. Remember this. Utah has been doing mail-in ballots for a long time. The year of the cheating, even Utah took longer than usual to get in the mail-in ballots. But here's what's funny. The issue that took the longest was Burgess Owens and Ben McAdams. You know why that is? Because it's a congressional seat on the national level. Who wants all the power? The national level. We've never had a problem getting our ballots in. It doesn't take 2.5 weeks to get ballots in Utah normally. It doesn't. We will have that same problem this year. We will have that same problem come 2022. Same problem. Remember this conversation. And Spencer Cotts will not be our friend. He will not be our friend. You'll see how much like Romney he truly is come the midterm. If there's any discrepancies in the state, he will be the first one to say, oh, there's no cheating. And the seat that would be most arguable over, the seat that would be mostly in discretion will be the congressional seat. Watch and listen. Remember this conversation. I said it in 2019 when they started telling people COVID is coming around and blah, 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 blah. And we knew what was coming. We knew what was coming. You know, but I don't think, I was talking to my sound producer just a minute ago. We were talking about how we think it's going to be a different time this time, because most people are not going to put up with it. Those of us that didn't lose everything business-wise then, we're not taking a second chance. You're not going to bankrupt me. And I'm not trying to live off $2,000 every freaking 6 months. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And there's many people just like me who are saying the same thing. If you're a businessman, they're not going to go through this crap again. Because the Delta strand is actually less deadlier than the original COVID-19 virus. And if you really want to know how many people die from the flu shot or die from the COVID shot people, go to the CDC. As a matter of fact, there's a document coming out today through the CDC that has been sent out. It actually says there's over 45,000 people that actually died on. And I will be bringing that to you from the sources that I have. Over 45,000 people is the hearsay of people that have actually died from the COVID vaccine. Little tip for you. Normally with the FDA guidelines, if they have a vaccine out and 25 people die, they pull it off the market. Hence the reason why when they first found out about blood clotting, 6 people, they pulled it off the J&J off the market. They pulled it off and brought it back. So, you know, there's some things to think about. And think about it with an open mind. Don't believe everything I tell you. Look it up. Email me. themodernconservativepodcast@gmail.com. And I read every single email. But anyway, people, I conclude. I'll see you on Thursday. Take care. This is the Modern Conservative Podcast.